Hi, this is William Wilson, W-I-L-L-I-A-N, W-I-L-S-O-N. Date of birth is 4/27/1976. Date of accident 5/19/2022. Date of service 12/1/2022. Mr. William Wilson is a victim of an automobile accident where he was T-bone on driver's side as a Western driver, leading to head injury, TBI symptoms, and pain in the left shoulder, neck, and the lower back as the main issues. Patient recently underwent a surgery for the left shoulder with Dr. Gary Gilliers, and he is having extreme pain in the left shoulder. Healing is slow and is unable to move his shoulder beyond 90 degrees. The patient is requesting pain medication for further relief. He also has issues in his neck and the lower back, proven by the MRI with herniated disc at several levels. The pain is now 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, and especially it is worse on the left shoulder, which is still healing up. And the ADLs are affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, with the general activity, mood, work being affected 10, and so is enjoyment of life. The sleep is affected 7. 70% relief is obtained by the patient so far. In the system review, patient is suffering from moderate headaches, but not associated with any dizziness, vertigo, vision distress, double vision, fainting, blackout, weakness, seizures. The headaches are not associated with loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, memory problems, confusion, disorientation. There is no anxiety, depression, panic either. In the pain and numbness, patient has a pain in the left shoulder, neck, and the mid back, upper back, lower back, as well as in the neck and lower back stiffness and shoulder stiffness. And with limited range of motion of 90 degrees. GI, no symptoms of nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GIs, there is no incontinence of the urine, so you can see painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble, basic chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports the pain level remains worse, and has no changes in medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are same as Narcos, 5 milligram. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance is the patient reports full compliance to the pain medication. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 172/75, pulse is 92, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam will be same from previous visit of 11/17/2022, dictation number 1130-0072. Please copy and paste along with diagnosis. Plan is to continue the physical therapy 2 times per week, focusing on neck and lower back and the shoulder, as well as he remains, he's been advised to start working 7 hours, 7 days on a light duty job, 5 pounds. And he's provided with Norco 7.5, 325 once a day, 15 tablets after checking his MAPS and the labs. Patient will be seen in 30 days' time. He was referred to Dr. Foster for management of the blood pressure and other issues. The patient is otherwise fairly stable. Thank you.